The Trump administration's delay in appointing a new US ambassador to Australia is raising the eyebrows of some observers. The post has been open since John Berry left the job a year ago, and some other key US positions in the Asia-Pacific region haven't been filled either. Ashley Townsend is the Acting Director of Foreign Policy, Defence and Strategy at the US Studies Centre in Sydney, and I spoke to him a short time ago. Ashley Townsend, why do you think the US hasn't appointed an ambassador to Australia as yet?
There have been a number of problems with appointments in this administration, from the disarray following on from the transition between the president's personnel people and those in the national security community, to the never-Trumpers that signed a letter and therefore, according to many, including the president himself, are not eligible to serve in this administration. They're really the underlying complications that have led to no Australian ambassador being formally appointed, as well as a number of other positions across the administration.
I understand that the Trump administration did have its eye on Admiral Harry Harris to take over the role in Australia. What's gone wrong there?
I don't think anything has gone wrong yet, to be sure. At the moment, this is still a process which is taking place in the administration. From what I understand, there are a number of folks, both within the White House, within the broader Defense Department, that would like to see Harry Harris appointed as ambassador to Australia. Being an ambassador to Australia has tended to be a position where the incoming ambassador needs to be of significant net worth. There are a lot of out-of-pocket expenses for ambassadorial positions in Australia, much like there are in London and Paris and some other key appointments. So that might be one of the issues people are looking at, but I'm sure that this is not necessarily, we're not yet at the end of the story. I think that Harry Harris may well yet become the ambassador.
Is he having to stay on, though, a little longer because his replacement hasn't been able to take over from him?
I don't think that that is the case either. He will be in his current position as commander of the United States Pacific Command through to the end of this year or thereabouts. He was scheduled to retire at that point in any case, and who will be his successor and the successor of the commander of the Pacific Fleet, which Admiral Swift was in until a few days ago, are at this point open questions.
Is it getting past the stage where the Trump administration can say it's new and it's still working on these positions?
I think that depends on the position. It is getting past the stage to say that we're like all other administrations and this takes time. At the moment, they are lagging behind others. Other administrations have confirmed upwards of 300 positions of this at this point in time. Trump has only confirmed 140-odd positions at this point. So they are significantly behind. I think it's also worth pointing out that there is a difference between ambassadorial positions and administration positions. Trump has actually nominated more ambassadors than some of his predecessors at this point in time. Although we don't have an ambassador for Australia yet, we do have ambassadors in place in China and Japan, and one appointed for Vietnam, as well as a strong sense of who will be the ambassador in South Korea. So when it comes to ambassadors in Asia, this administration is not behind. It is in other areas when it comes to the issues of the personnel team who don't want to see the wrong candidate or an Obama holdover move into this quite unique America First administration.
In terms of appointing the US ambassador to Australia, why do you think Washington is keeping silent about its intentions?
I don't think that these things necessarily always play out in the same way. Where the initial push for the ambassador, for the ambassadorial nomination to Harry Harris came from is unclear. I think at the moment that there are a number of folks within the administration, broadly defined, that would like to see him there, and they're probably trying to evaluate whether or not he will receive the support from key personnel management officials within the White House as to whether or not he will get that position.
Does it make any difference in practical terms that the US doesn't have an ambassador in Canberra at the moment?
No, the chargé down in Canberra at the moment, Jim Caruso, is very well respected and running the operation at the embassy at the moment. I don't think that there is any damage, certainly, to the relationship or any of the initiatives that the US embassy in Australia is presiding over because there isn't an ambassador at the moment. Now, of course, a political appointee in that role adds a huge amount of weight to the embassy and a direct line to the president himself. So we will be better served once an ambassador is nominated to that position. But at the moment, there are a lot of competent and capable and very effective administrators down in Canberra who are holding the fort, so to speak, while we wait for an ambassadorial appointment.
Ashley Townsend from the US Studies Centre in Sydney.